I still see you on the shore. The tide pours and I can't find my way home. The sky has turned to gray. Don't know where.
It's 97.7, 106.1 WEXT Radio. That's Local 518 Arelli, and the song is Never Let Go. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming by with this new song.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so good. You're part of this Indie Whims thing that we're going to talk with Shannon and Keegan about, too. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that song. Where does that come from?
Yeah, so that song was written in 2018. It's a song about friendship. It's about a time in my life where I was going through it, and one of my best friends was just there for me at every single turn. And I like playing that song as just a memory of, like, you know, this is where I came from, but this is who helped me get out of that place. And it's just about friends being there for each other.
And I wanted to ask you about your voice, because your voice is absolutely captivating.
Thank you.
How'd you learn how to sing like that?
I have a few different avenues I've gone through in terms of singing. I started in a musical theater, but my main training is in opera. So a lot of my vocal technique comes from operatic technique, comes from classical singing. But I definitely try to give it its own spin as well. I don't think my music really calls for classical singing. So it kind of becomes something of its own after all that mixing with various genres.
And that also explains what I've seen when you've performed with Camtron 5000. The operatic now makes 100% sense. Cool. Very cool. Well, thank you for sharing that song with us here today.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, you're going to be part of Indie Whims. And
yes.
So we've gathered the three of you guys here together because Indie Whims, I need some explanation here. What is Indie Whims? Who's going to tell me this? Shannon?
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about Indie Whims. Indie Whims is a new monthly music night, which debuts this February 13th, a.k.a. Galentine's Day, at September's 2 in Albany. It is a themed celebration of friendship and creativity. Obviously, this theme for this month is Galentine's. And the event features three acts from the local music scene. Obviously, myself, Keegan, and Arelli. It also features a themed drink special, prized raffle, and a photo op designed by Keegan James, our creative director. The entry is free, but the vibes are priceless, and because the artists are donating their time to make this happen, we are collecting donations to be split between performers and one of our favorite nonprofits that you might have heard of, WEXT.
Well, thank you for that.
It's going to run from 7 to 9 p.m., and we welcome everyone to enjoy authentic local music in a warm, safe, and connected space.
Now, we're going to ask this again as we go along through the talk here today, but where can folks find more information? Because they're probably not sitting at home with a pen right now to get all that down. So where else could they go?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say right now we're really on top of our medias. So you can find us on Instagram at Troop Productions or Facebook at Troop Productions. You can also find the event through any of our artist profiles and through Keegan's website.
Awesome. Now, how did the Indie Whims idea get started?
So, hi, I'm Keegan. So the idea of producing a new kind of collaborative event popped into my head because I knew it was a space that needed to be filled. There needs to be more of an effort to build up the Capital Region as a hub for artistic experiences, places where community members want to engage and draw attention to this location that I find to be incredibly underrated.
Very cool. Very cool. So we've got Arelli and Keegan James and Shanatea here talking about Indie Whims. You guys are partnering with September's 2 in Albany, right? How did that come about?
Yeah. So I actually performed at a showcase called Velvet Visions, if you've heard of it. It's a local burlesque showcase that has an open stage, and they do a monthly event at September's too. When I performed there, I thought to myself, this is an amazing stage, and the people who work here are so lovely. I want to do something here. And this was, you know, before Keegan. And so when we had this conversation, September's came immediately to the front of my mind. And we had debated a couple other venues as well, but we landed really firmly on September's. And I just really couldn't think of a more perfect fit.
Oh, well, that's cool. Well, let's hear some more music. Ooh. Shall we? Keegan, we're going to hear a song. It's a new song, right? You got a new EP coming out? Is that
brand
what I heard?
New, yes. I have an EP called All He Wants coming out on February 13th on Galentine's Day. Huh. Doubling it as a little bit of a release show. Sorry, I have to pull this up again.
No worries. This is the part I'll edit out.
Thank you. The EP itself makes brutally vulnerable statements about relationships and tells a very complex story that juxtaposes trauma, shame, and dishonesty with these blissfully deceptive beliefs and hopeful yearning, and it has a very sonically happy ending. It almost tells it with a bit of hypocrisy, highlighting the things that I know that I've done wrong and the ways that I was also hurt, ultimately showing the things that I learned in the end. And I'm very excited about it.
And then this song is?
This song is called Diamonds and Pearls off of the new EP.
Awesome. Local 518 Keegan James got a new EP. It's coming out February 13th.
Yes, EP called All He Wants.
And we just heard Diamonds and Pearls.
Yes, we did just hear Diamonds and Pearls.
Neat. Thanks for letting us play that here today.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Indie Whims, the first of these monthly shows, is happening on February 13th, Galentine's Day, at September's 2. Shannon, how can everybody get involved if somebody's listening right now and they want to be a part of what you guys are doing?
We're brand new and honestly totally still figuring that question out for ourselves, but we want you to be involved and we want to know that you're interested. So the very best way is to just come to this first show, show up and introduce yourself to the coordinators, because we really, really want to meet you.
And again, we'd say for folks who want to find out more about this, where do they go again?
So anyone who wants to find some more information about Indie Whims can find us online. The best place would be on socials at Troop Productions. You can also find it through any of the artists performing who are as here in the room. We have Shannon Taya, Keegan James, and Arelli. And you can also find information about it on my website, KeeganJamesMusic.com.
Is there anything else we want to make sure we let folks know? It's happening at September's 2. The first one is February 13th, Galentine's Day.
Yeah, I think we're just really excited to get the ball rolling and to bring people into this loving space and to get to know all of you. Yeah.
I'm really excited to meet the people that might be interested in this and might be wanting to form community. I think that's a really exciting idea, and I'm looking forward to it.
And lastly, I want to throw out a big thank you to everyone beyond us who has contributed to this. It's not just the three of us. There is a whole team of us who are putting this together, doing a lot of things behind the works, getting... I am not a business person in the slightest. So when it comes to like putting together ideas for grants or even communicating with nonprofits like WXT, having this team of very intelligent people, I feel very grateful to be working with all of you, and it's going to be great.
I have one more thing I'd love to add, just to further entice you to come to this show. We are going to offer individual crafting stations at every single table. So this is not like a come sit down and don't do anything with your hands for 2 hours type of thing. This is a super interactive experience, and we're not going to be we're not going to be expecting you to just sit quietly. Like, we want you to have access to fun things. We want you to be coloring, making bracelets, doing all these things that maybe you can then share with friends after the show.
Awesome. That'll be great. So February 13th, September's 2, Galentine's Day for the very first of the Indie Whims in the series. Shannon, you've got a new song.
Oh, yeah.
A new song. What's going on? Yeah?
It's called Take It Slow. Oh, I'm so excited about this song.
Did you say you released an a cappella version?
I did. So I released this song actually in December, but I was playing around in Ableton. I've been honing my production skills a little bit. And I fell in love with the isolated vocal bus. And I thought to myself, I want to put this out, but maybe not on Spotify. So I released a completely a cappella version of Take It Slow for my Songbird Circle on Patreon. So if you're not familiar, Patreon is a subscription service, and mine is set to $5 a month. I only have the one. I don't have multiple tiers. It's the best way to support me, and really to support any of us who have Patreons. And you get access to whatever I decide to post, which this month was a whole song and probably will also be next month as well.
Very cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming by. Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Thank you, Chris.